Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, good morning, Bark Radio listeners. I think we're going to talk about the seven stages of puppy development today.
Seven stages? Is that like seven stages of talk show host development?
Possibly. I think this one is probably more consistent.
Probably more interesting.
I think so, personally. Yeah, absolutely. For those of you who are not going to adopt an adult dog, but rather choose to have a puppy in your life, I think it helps to understand how they develop. Because, you know, in the last few decades, this has become science. We now know how dogs develop. And it just helps as you go through your puppy's first, say, year and a half, kind of know where they are and why they are what they're doing, because it's kind of consistent, varies a little bit from breed to breed, but pretty much the same throughout. And the beginning of it is the part that, unless you're a breeder, you're never going to see. It's when they're babies, when they're 2 to 3 weeks old, and that's when their eyes open and they start responding to things. They're just, you know, kind of growing, drinking mama's milk, and waiting for whatever's next. But it's just, you know, the first piece of their development. It's called the transitional stage.
Okay.
The next one is 3 to 4 weeks, and this is when everything just starts ramping up. The sensory development really cranks up during this time. They start becoming aware of their environment. Negative events during this time, you don't want them to happen, because a negative event when a pup is 3 to 4 weeks old can have a huge impact on their personality and on their development. So it is not just their genetic makeup at this point. It's what happens to them. So they need to be in a safe environment when they're babies. They learn how to be dogs during this stage, so it's absolutely imperative that they stay with their family, their doggy family.
So at that point, that's when they're learning about mouthing and getting correction and
It's even more in the 4 to 7 week stage,
okay.
But that's sort of beginning, and that's the stage two, and it's the almost ready to meet the world stage.
Ah, I see. Got it. All right.
Stage three is the overlap stage. It's 4 to 7 weeks. This is when the social development really starts kicking in.
Got it.
They learn how to interact with their litter mates. They learn how to play. And this is when they start learning about bite inhibition.
Okay.
And we, on various and sundry shows, have talked about dogs who bite, puppies who nip and bite. They need their mom and their litter mates right now in this stage, this 4 to 7 week stage, because they will be corrected in a
right.
doggy way, in an appropriate way. Mom will begin to wean the pups, and yet it's imperative, again, that they stay with her. It's said that they shouldn't be away from their litter for more than 10 minutes a day.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really short.
So you think about it. When I ask folks, how old was your pup when you got them? If they tell me 6 weeks, I worry, because that means the pup was taken away from mom too soon.
Right.
And just not a good thing. In fact, the same studies that tell us the 10-minute-a-day thing say that if the puppy is removed from the family unit too soon or too frequently, they can become nervous, more prone to barking and biting, and have a more difficult time with socialization and training.
Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though? Seriously.
Holy crap.
You know, and my experience with buying lab puppies over the last couple of decades has been most of the breeders I know don't hand the pups over until they're 8 weeks. 7 weeks is still okay, but anything before that, you guys, it's potential trouble. So try to ensure that you're getting a pup who has stayed with mom in the litter. the next one, stage four. I'm afraid of everything.
I think Suri skipped that stage.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But, you know, this is when they're learning. They're absorbing everything. But they can become afraid of things very easily, because it's all so new. It's all so wow. It's huge, you know? I'm a little puppy and I've got this whole world around me. So, Terry, what can fear look like in a puppy?
I mean, it can be I don't know. Let me think about this. I mean, it can be normal type of what you would expect fear to look like. It could be the backing up, the backing mm-hmm. away, the shying away. It could be aggressive or what's perceived as aggressive. It could be snapping or biting mm-hmm. at it. It could be a lot of barking.
Right.
And that
wasn't a test. That was just...
Okay.
I wasn't ready for that test. I know. No, but that's exactly the kinds of faces that fear can have. And what I want you to remember is, if you have got a young pup out in the world somewhere on a leash, and if your puppy puts on the brakes, don't pull the puppy toward the thing they're afraid of.
I can't tell you the number of times I've seen that stupidness.
It is just insane. You're going to make the dog more afraid.
Right.
So what you just do is give the pup time to absorb it, and he or she will, and you will have worked past the first potential fear issue.
Right.
So just be careful with them, guys. They're really fragile at that age. But the good news is their body parts are getting bigger, and they'll probably be able to start sleeping through the night, which means potty training can be really cranked up during that time. Right. Yay!
That's all good.
And they are like little sponges as far as training goes when they're that age. Murphy, my chocolate lab, who's 4 now, got him at 8 weeks and started training him. And he just was so happy about it. He loved learning. He loved learning new behaviors. Remember that with your pup. Don't wait until they're 6 months old. That's old school. You know?
Yeah.
Start on them when they come into your home. A puppy automatically sits. What do? You give it the name.
Yeah.
So you can ask for it. I mean, they're going, okay, that's what it's called. Okay, I can do that on cue.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's amazing, because even like Sparky being older when we got mm-hmm. him, you could see how interested he was in the new things,
because mm-hmm.
he'd been bored out of his mind for years,
right.
sitting in a rescue and
right.
nobody training him. Now he just picks it up.
I'll do anything you want. So yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks. We do it all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
It's fabulous,
and I love it.
Man. Absolutely. Another really important piece of stage 4 is not to isolate your pup. Your pup needs to be out in the world, meeting all kinds of people, other dogs, as long as they are good dogs. We don't want them having a bad experience with a dog who lunges at them or tries to bite them or whatever. So we want them to meet well-tempered dogs, really cool people. We want them to know that humans are their friends.
Right, and there's lots of good places you can do that. With our dogs, we take them sometimes just to the pet stores, like mm-hmm. the PetSmart, the Petco's, mm-hmm. and just not to buy anything, just to work them.
Right.
And if you have a Bass Pro Shop in your area, they are a dog-friendly store. And I tell you what, you talk about a working environment to train the dog in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
They're amazing. The one near us has a stuffed full-size bear
yeah.
as you go up the staircase. And, you know, some dogs go, whoa.
Yeah, that's Surrey. Yeah. And the wolf that's there,
mm-hmm.
she was like, holy crap. And she's trying to back up. She sees this thing staring at her. It's like, ah.
What is it? It's going to eat me. It's obvious.
Yeah.
But you work through it?
Oh, yeah, we work through it.
That's
and
the
best part was they have a pond there with live fish in it. And Surrey was fascinated watching these. And the fish would come up and they'd kind of bite at the top of the water mm-hmm. and it would spit at her. And she was backing up faster than she could get out of there. It was hysterical. People were just laughing at her.
But yeah, folks, getting them out and socializing them is it's great fun, for one thing.
It is.
And yeah. it's great training for the dogs. And my recommendation is that the big box stores, the pet stores, don't make that the first place you take a pup, because they can be overwhelmed by it all. It's all the smells, all the sounds, all the other animals there. But as they get more self-confident, it's a great place to train. Because if you can train a dog in an aisle of PetSmart, honey, that dog will do what you want anywhere.
Yeah. And the other thing, places to look for is, I know we have dog-friendly malls.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take them there and work them. It's a little less
overwhelming.
Yeah.
Look
for all those parks, yeah. I mean,
parks
there's lots
wonderful.
Of good places to go. So think outside the box.
Right. And one of the places that I always take pups, we have there's a little town near us, and the train runs right through the town, and there's a little coffee shop nearby, and I always take my dogs down there when they're young and walk them a couple of blocks away from the train because you can hear the trains coming. They're very loud. And when I hear a train coming, I start gradually, slowly walking the pup in the direction of the train to see if they have an issue with the noise, those loud clanging bells and all that stuff. It's a wonderful place to train. Okay, onward into stage five, the juvenile stage, 4 months or thereabouts. You've had it really good, folks, up to 4 months. At 4 months, your canine kid will probably start showing a lot of independence. They start pushing their boundaries right around 16 weeks. They can start ignoring you, behaviors that they've already learned and that they have really well, and you know they know what they mean, and they'll just go, huh? I have no idea what you're talking about. But it's that newfound independence. They're just pushing boundaries. So you just ensure that they do what you ask, just firm and gentle reinforcement. Not, honey, I asked you to sit, baby. You are going to sit. Please do it now rather than tomorrow. They also may start nipping and biting more now. They're teething. Their gums and their teeth hurt. A couple of things you can do. Screech like a banshee if they land a good bite on you. Oftentimes, especially if you're female with a higher pitched voice, the dog will jump back going, whoa, what was that? And you can conceivably eliminate biting just with that. You can also ignore them. You know, they're biting, they're wanting to play, they're pushing the boundaries, just walk away from them. If that doesn't work, teach them what a timeout is. You know?
That works really well, because we did that with Suri. She learned timeout, and it was, one, funny to watch, but it was also very effective.
Right, and it really is, guys, because it's separating them from whatever they've been doing.
Right.
And don't ever use a crate for timeouts, because that's their den, and you don't want it to be punishment. But you can baby gate like a small bathroom that's puppy-proofed, something like that, and timeouts for dogs shouldn't be more than a few seconds, maybe 15 seconds or so. For example, if you've got a barker, you teach them, time out, put them in the bathroom, get out of sight, time it for 15, 20 seconds. What you don't want to have happen is for the behavior to start again in the timeout area.
Right.
So then you let them out, no fanfare, just let them out of their timeout space, go about your business, and with any luck at all, they'll have forgotten what they were doing that got them put in there, and they won't do it again.
Sometimes they forget.
Yeah, sometimes. But if you do that consistently, timeouts really do work. Very effective. All right, stage six. Y'all are going to love this one. It's the brat stage. It's 4 to 6 months. And they're going to even be more independent and more willful. They just get goobery at this stage. They're testing your limits all the time. The teething thing is still going on. They're going to assert dominance over humans if they can, especially kids. So you just continue the training. You reinforce all the time. Make sure that your pup doesn't have a lot of freedom in your home at 4 to 6 months. You will so regret it if you allow them to have free rein in your house, because they conceivably will destroy a lot of things. And they can ingest things that will make them very sick or kill them. There's so many reasons why when a pup is between 4 and 6 months old, that pup should either be on a leash attached to you, that's called tethering, or in a crate, or in a very small, safe area to play with you observing. This may sound like completely off to you guys, and you might think, I can't do that. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm doing a board and train right now at my home with a almost six-month-old lab puppy. And I've had her there for almost 2 weeks. And other than short play times in my blocked-off hallway where she gets to play with her treat ball for a little while, that sort of thing, she has been tethered to me or in her crate the entire time. And I'm going to tell you, the impact that it's having with her training is huge. We went from not being able to downstay for more than a second to the other morning at breakfast being able to downstay for better than 8 minutes. So, you know, that's a baby who can do that. So just take my advice, guys. You will never regret it, because you just basically have to get them past 6 months.
Well, you remember when we had the one issue with Suri. She was a little bit older than that, but she was sort of, it was still that phase. She was just a little bit older. And one session of tethering for a couple of hours, brought that right back around in alignment. I didn't have to tether her again because then the behavior went away.
Isn't that fabulous?
It really just, it was amazing. And, it, you know, I was ready to do it again.
Right, but you didn't have to.
Didn't have to. She wasn't going there.
And remember that, folks. You know, all dogs are slightly different. Mm-hmm. You know, these are not exact numbers.
Right.
The 4 to 6 month thing. They all mature differently. So use common sense. Pay attention to your dog. And if you want to try an off tether, and actually, I just said something that was not totally accurate. I forgot that last night, briefly, I let the leash lay on the floor and left her with a Chewy and walked into the kitchen just to try it out because she has been with me almost 2 weeks. I walked back in probably 3 minutes later and she hadn't moved. She's kind of learning that, okay, I'm not supposed to bounce all over the house.
Yeah.
I still would not leave her alone in my house, but because, oh my goodness, I can't even imagine.
Well, we just started with our two, leaving them out when we go away. Now, we close certain doors because there's things in there we don't want them to get into.
Right.
And they're
perfect.
Fine. Yeah.
Yep. So it's timing. It's paying attention to your own dog, your own dog's behaviors. It will come. And if you just do it right along the way, once you have that young adult dog, everything is just going to be coming up roses for you. Okay, next, and final stage 7, as far as puppy goes, is 6 to 18 months. Somewhere in my world, anyway, between 7 and maybe 10 months, your dog's going to go into adolescence. Duck and cover. It makes that 5-month-old puppy you had look sweet and gentle and very well behaved. Some dogs, I think, transition through adolescence fairly easily, but other dogs just go berserk. They just, I call it going stupid. And I will tell you a story in a minute about one of mine. Basically, this stage is puberty for dogs. It's kind of like people. And a teenage dog of any breed is going to be, at times, unpredictable. A dog who, for example, is got potty training down 100% may decide to urinate in the house. And you're going to be like, okay, what's wrong with my stupid dog? Well, your dog's not stupid. Your dog's got hormones raging. Mm-hmm. Body is changing so quickly, they don't know what to do with it. When a behavior breaks down, like potty training, you go back to basics. You just kind of sort of go back to the beginning. How did you train this originally? Do it again, just like your kid, like your child dog, or puppy again. That's all you have to do because it will come back. And do understand that some, at least with my labs, their huge, screaming, crazy adolescents seemed to last about a month. And then it stayed, but not as intensely. And it sort of ebbed away within the next 2 months. And that usually, with my guys, has been between 7 and 9 months. The cool thing is they pop out of it at the end of that period, and you do have a young adult dog, and you're just like, whoopee, have a party, you know? Remember, this is one of the keys. I've got evidence of this in my home. This dog, between 6 and 18 months, who's not quite ready to be left alone at home with full reign of your house, you may come home one day and have your sofa shredded. You could have your baseboards ripped apart just because it was fun, and it was there. It's not because you have a bad dog or a poorly trained dog. They had too much freedom too soon.
Yeah.
And it happened with my Murphy. He thought that my sofa, since it seemed to feel like his plush toys, was one.
Makes
and,
sense.
Yeah. And I came home one day, and there was white fluff all over my living room floor. And I went, okay, guys, well, you're not going to be in the living room when I'm gone anymore. We're going to try plan B with that. But I did it too soon. He was probably at that point maybe 16 months. He was over a year. Really well-trained, great dog. And I just blew it and gave him too much freedom too fast. So remember that, guys. Many stories I've heard when I was teaching classes from dog owners, you know, okay, we have 3 people in class with adolescent dogs. Yours ate a library book. Yours ate the wiring going to the cable.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, whatever. Just be really aware of it. By the way, this is also the age when more dogs end up in rescue than any other age, because people who don't understand adolescence in dogs truly think they've got a bad dog, and they toss them. And they're wrong. They don't have a bad dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing, just because it's kind of amusing, this is when your dog is going to be growing like mad, and they're going to be just klutzes. So, you know, just appreciate the fact that they have no control over their feet, their legs. You know, it's just like they have growth spurts and they trip over themselves.
Remember when you hit puberty?
Yeah, same.
Same thing.
Same, man. So, if you have now survived the 7 stages of puppyhood with your dog, the good stuff is all ahead.
Right.
Because if you have trained throughout the first year and a half of your dog's life, done it consistently, socialized them consistently, taking them to maybe doggy daycare occasionally, giving them lots of opportunities to grow and be nourished, you're going to have an awesome adult dog, mm-hmm. and you're going to have that dog for life. So that's it for today. That's my what's going on with puppy spiel. So educate yourselves, folks. It's really important to understand what stage your dog's in.
I think that's key, is just the awareness that you can bring to the game,
mm-hmm.
and watching the dogs and understanding what's happening and how you can work through it will make it all so much easier.
Oh, and one final story. You usually do know fairly clearly when your dog goes into adolescence, because they usually do something they've never done before or haven't done since puppyhood. When Murphy was 7 months old, the day that I knew he hit adolescence was when he got one of my bed pillows, got it out in my backyard. I had a big fenced-in backyard, and they could pop the door open to go out. I was on the cell phone, wasn't paying any attention to him, back turned. A minute and a half later, I get off my call, I look out in the backyard, and it looked like someone had plucked a snow goose in my backyard. My dog had never eaten a pillow in his life until he was 7 months old, and so I knew it was a big signal, and you just prepare yourself. And he started getting tethered for a while then. And he was fine with it. He'd just lay next to me while I was working at my computer. And I tethered him probably for 3 or 4 weeks. But then I didn't have to anymore because he started oozing out of adolescence. So take care of those pups, guys. They're all just they're great dogs. Just train them and love them and keep them close to you.
All right. See you guys.